Increasingly sophisticated terrorist attacks in Bangladesh have been targeting foreigners, secular bloggers, and other activists, as well as members of religious minorities. It is a worrying development in a Muslim country known for combining devotion with tolerance. The government of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has blamed the killings on domestic organizations.
The Sheikh Hasina government has really had a sort of head-in-the-sand approach to this. You know, this has been going on for a few years, and the government has wanted to sort of blame the political opposition rather than admitting to any kind of extremist problem.
Whether there are these influences come from all ISIS or Al-Qaeda, if they ever do come in the future, Bangladesh is ready to fight all these elements.
Bangladesh, India, the United States, and others are constantly exchanging intelligence about terrorism-related activities. And that cooperation is credited with halting a number of potential attacks while in the planning stages.
Through this exchange of information, we have been able to weed out the sleeper cells.
Bangladesh watchers such as Lisa Curtis note, the developing country grapples with a growing terrorism threat amid an ideological divide between secularists and religious extremists.
What Secretary Kerry should make clear to Sheikh Hasina is that unless there is political dialogue between the government and the opposition, it's going to make it nearly impossible to develop a national consensus against extremism, which is really what is threatening the country.
What Kerry publicly says Monday in Dhaka will be closely scrutinized there and abroad to gauge whether the visit is a success in terms of enhanced bilateral cooperation in countering violent extremism. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.